What's happening, everyone? It's COB here. On this podcast, we've always been big believers in the importance of talking about our mental health and taking care of it. And that's an ongoing thing. Just like your physical health, your mental health isn't something you only need to look after if you're in the middle of a crisis. It needs day-to-day care. And sometimes we don't notice that things like feeling stressed all the time, feeling anxious and having poor sleep, or even just feeling a bit low for an extended period of time, all of these things can be connected to your mental health. It can be hard to know where to start. It's not as obvious as looking after your physical health. There's not a gym for the mind or an oil at the supermarket stocked with foods that are good for your mental health. But the HSE has a great tool we can all use. It's called My Mental Health Plan. It's one full of advice and self-care tips. Check her out and check in with yourself, because we all need to look after ourselves every single day. Visit yourmentalhealth.ie for advice and support on common mental health difficulties and to get your free personalised mental health plan. Go Loud.
Talking Bollocks with FBT Gyms. Unleash your fitness potential with no contract and full class access. FBTGyms.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try your wasting it now. Till your body attends. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that.
The hypnotist.
Welcome to Talking More Bollocks.
Same time.
The bonus episode of Talking Bollocks, where we answer your listener questions from you, the person that's listening to this, or people like you who actually take the time and say, I wonder what the lads think of this, and I'm going to send the questions to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. And me, Calvin O'Brien, and the other fella sitting across me, Terence Power, will give you an opinion on some
life
things.
Life advice we'll give you. This is what this podcast is turning into now. I'm turning this into words of advice.
But people don't realise that, like, we do serious main episodes on a Thursday, yeah? And, like, we have proper DMCs with guests. And then on this Tuesday episode, we have a bit of a laugh and people will be like, they're talking about Blaine Gary Neville being Brussels sprouts. Yeah, it's a bit of laugh, mate. Relax, like, you know what I mean? A bit light-hearted.
Connor wants to know, would you rather find a person or 100 rats in your attic? I don't think I think we had this question in another form.
It's a person alive on the other one, by the way, as well.
Ooh, alive.
Yeah.
Let's say 1,000 rats, okay? Because I think we had...
Bro, rats is enough.
Well...
2 rats is too many.
One person is too many.
I'm with you on it, but don't be upping it from 100 to 1,000.
So we said this before.
Mm-hmm.
If you find a person in your attic, that's it. There's no like, there's only a fella from around the corner. That makes it even worse. Once there's a living human being or a dead human being, once there's a human being in your attic that you don't know about, that's bad. Yeah. I had a person in the attic the other day again. I'm actually getting insulation done this time. I know I talked about it on Darren Garty's podcast. I actually wanted a hold of it. I had a nightmare with insulation. The place is getting insulated. And your man's like, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. And I was like, yeah, no problem. He's about to get down. Amy runs up the stairs. Is there any rats in the attic? I was like, obviously not. Like, we'd know by now. And your man's like, no, I don't think so. That's her biggest concern. When we come back from Japan, the first thing she said was, check around the house. We haven't been here for a few weeks. Is there any rat droppings? So, again, we've lived in the house months. We'd know if there's rats in the house. She has a fear of rats.
But does she think that they wait until you leave?
And then just come out, yeah?
Yeah, well, they do. They're not going to come out while they're standing there, bro. They're not ticks, man.
Yeah, but like, go on holiday.
We'd hear them,
yeah,
like...
Yeah,
but we'd hear them during the night.
But hang on, so you think the rats... Where are the rats while Calvin and...
I told
Amy
you a fact that this, and you obviously never took her in. You're never more than 6 feet away from a rat when your feet are on the floor.
First of all...
Didn't I?
I took that in and then we looked it up and it was a bit...
False, was it? Was it false?
You obviously never took it in. We literally done a whole episode on it, Darren.
We discussed it at some length.
Was that a false?
No, it's not you're never more than 6 feet away. It's if you divided the area by the people.
I remember that was the answer. So
someone in one place could be close to 10 rats.
Yes.
Yeah, and someone could be nowhere near.
Well, hang on. So the rats who are going to the toilet in their attic while they're on holidays, where are they going to Jack's?
Wilbur in the gaff.
The other 40 weeks a year, Calvin's not on holiday.
I like the way you think I go on holiday 12 weeks.
I know you go on holiday 12 weeks. Yeah, thanks. At least you give us some notice. Go on.
You're shooting shots in there today. It was Calvin last week. It's me this week.
Bro, I'm off to...
It's a balance. It's a balance.
I'm off to Thailand for a month.
When? Tuesday.
can we book in 4 guests on Friday? Okay.
I've never said that that wasn't bad form, by the way.
But you keep doing it. Go on.
I don't know what we're talking about, huh?
Rats, you...
Where are they living the rest of the time?
Oh, in your walls and all, bro.
Well, you'd hear them.
So they hide in the walls. So they hide in the walls until they go on holidays. And then they see the car leave for the airport. They all bail into the
airport. Yeah. And they're like, they're in the kitchen.
Forced them.
They've maniac on dirty. And the boys have run them riot with a bit of cheese. Yeah, sure. Letting all. You have a boy. No, you have a boy. Fucking
like a Christmas party.
Shite on his floor. I bet you won't. All the boys knuckle touching each other and all, fuck them. We can't get to Japan, fuck them. I wish we could.
Or until 10,000 rats.
No, I'm going with one whole human.
That's because I think you can do something about 1,000 rats. If there's someone in your attic, boys, is not coming back and that you're selling the gaff.
Ah, yeah.
How did he get in there? How did you leave a gap in your security that you let a whole person get into your attic? It's the hardest place to get into in the gaff. You need a ladder.
That's fair, yeah.
First of all, they have to get into the gaff, they have to go up the stairs, and they have to get into your fucking attic without you noticing.
Yeah, And
probably only one of you is getting out alive on, depending on like what reaction the person gives. You know, if they act in fear with adrenaline that they're at the main cut, like, it's probably someone's going to die in the attic that
yeah. Like. So you're presuming you discover them while you're in the attic, you don't like stick the head up through the hatch or whatever.
No.
See them in the distance.
You get in and they're in the corner on the hunkers.
Yeah. just as an aside, Calvin sends us pictures of his attic a lot.
All the time.
You sent us one yesterday.
It's a defense mechanism that is. It's like, lads, look, remember we talked about the attics? I'm not even afraid.
Yeah. No, I'm standing there with a clicker. So when I seen your man going up the ladder, I clicked it. You know what I mean? And if anyone else comes in, I'm going to click that as well. And I'm going to be...
Just take his eye off the attic.
The next time someone goes to go up that ladder, I'm going to say, sorry, pal, you got ID on you there. What's your star sign? Regulars only.
Sagittarius? No.
Too many people up there, pal. You're going to have to wait. You've had too much. Regulars only. But...
Okay.
Your man's like, he's going to put a ladder in. He's doing new insulation, new floors and a light. So I was like, oh, I remember I said to you when we had this conversation initially, the very first time, and you said the fella was found in the attic with the sleeping bag. And I said, oh, he's in my attic. If I had a sleeping bag, you'd die. It's too hot. We grew up the other day. It's freezing now. So it gets really hot in the summer and it's ice cold in the winter. So I was like, you don't need a sleeping bag. But I don't even think a sleeping bag would be enough up there now.
It's warm lately.
No, freezing up there. Sure. And your man was like, that's how you know you need insulation. I was like, all right.
That's like my bathroom and you've done this before. Apartment as well, boys.
Coldest place in the world.
Fuck me, man. It's so horrible having your shower in the morning.
I'd rather piss the bed and get up and go to the toilet in his gaff.
Well, see, in the morning when you get out of the shower and you can see your breath in the bathroom, boys. Fuck. Shivering. Ah, it's horrible. Remember I thought the yoke for taking the fog off the windows was a bleeding heater. It's now them yokes.
Retract that fan.
Yeah, I used to put that on, stand underneath that, boys, get 15 seconds out of it. And then it turns back off. I was like, that's the worst radiator ever. Bleeding out for taking fog off the windows. I only found out 3 years later. I was like, that radiator's broke. Like, will you have a look at that? I think the fan is broke.
Bringing a plumber.
Yeah. But like, that takes the fog off the window curtains. Never turned on again, boys.
Okay, do you want the next question?
Taking rats in anyways, yeah. Yeah, no, at least you can get someone in to sort that out.
I take the rats too.
Yeah.
Got a new one. Teddy and Tala.
Teddy and Tala.
We had someone the other day with someone clear. No, Cody and
Cody
Carlo.
Cody and Carlo, yeah.
Kevin. Teddy and Tala. Oh, Kevin, was it? I love the alliteration. We need more of it.
I suspect this Teddy may not be his real name, but we'll carry on.
Why do you suspect that, on? Because you're an educated man and I trust your judgment. Why is he at
the. The name in the email is different.
Because it's written in front of me, this is not my real name. Here's
Anthony
the question.
Rosita. My name's Teddy, yeah.
Teddy would like to know. He says, you're the first man on the moon. The entire planet, human race, is watching you. But you either make an absolute bollocks of your first words and you curse, or with all the excitement, they'll all hear you fart or shit your spacesuit. You've set a poor tone on this podcast now, Colin.
You have, yeah.
So anyway, so that's Teddy's question. So, you mess up the lines and curse or fart or shit yourself.
Wait, did he give you a bleeding script?
They 100% Neil Armstrong was told to say that.
Yeah.
He didn't come up with that off the top of his head.
Why, what did he say?
It's one small step for men, it's one giant leap for mankind.
Go away, you weren't even there. It was AI. It was AI.
You were in a studio in California, you dope, yeah.
He needs you.
I wholeheartedly disagree with that.
I'm just throwing out false accusations.
I know. I want to distance myself from that.
Come here, I could be on your page as well, Alan. I just set a backup turns for a change.
Yeah. What I didn't like about that is Teddy from Palace, yeah, is like you make a balls with by coursing.
Yeah.
Should be allowed.
I'm on the moon. And my first word to be. I'm on the fucking moon.
Yeah.
I think you sound like a legend. That's well better than Neil Armstrong ever said.
Any little poetic quote that you come up with, bollocks to it.
So hang on for a second. Is he saying you can get out of the yolk, the little capsule, and say it's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, and then go that's that or your course?
Yep.
You're coursing all day. You're taking the course.
Now, if you ask me, there was stutter midway through that yoke that your man said.
It's one small.
That's the signal. That's the signal up here. You haven't got.
There's a lag. There's a lag.
Do you want a bit of moon landing trivia?
Yeah.
Not when are we doing the 1916? March. Go on. Paddy's Day.
Why? It was on Easter.
Easter, April.
Yeah, but it's an Irish day, no?
But why don't they were on the actual time when it happened? The Easter rising.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Boys, I don't know what is that giving out to me for. I'm only suggesting.
I got called out on Twitter the other day. Remember I said that he went into Stephen's Green and it was a bad idea because he just got shot from the buildings.
Yeah.
Someone's like, I've never heard of that before. As if I just made her up, like, look her up, pal. Do your homework then if you've never heard of that. But I didn't make her up, like. People are out there saying, well, what are you trying to say? It was the GPO and Stephen's Green. Yeah, and Boland's Mill and Dublin Castle and a load of places around the fucking city. Do your homework. Sorry, that was a bit aggressive, wasn't it?
No, that was very aggressive.
Not towards you. Not towards you, Owen. Not towards you, Terry.
Lads, it's Christmas, for fuck's sake.
You're talking about Easter.
We mentioned Christmas, yeah.
I'm talking about Paddy's Day and all.
Do you want your moon landing in trivia?
Come on.
Neil Armstrong claimed, he said, that's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. But the got lost in the transmission. Nobody heard it. So he claims he said something slightly different.
But the one that he got mixed up with sounds better.
Yeah, it does.
But for him, he's fuming. He's like the bleeding yolk skipped, as I said. Ah, man. But fuck him anyways. Was he the only one there now?
No. Listen to this. So Buzz Aldrin was the next one with him. And the third fella never landed. He orbited the moon waiting for him. Do you know what his name was? Speaking of the bleeding Irish history.
I'm going to turn down the mic.
The moon or something, go on.
Michael Collins.
Liars, I'm not buying it, boys. You're trying to do me dirty today now. You say I'm having one of my paranoid days. I feel like you're on one.
That's
Michael Collins was up and around the moon.
Yep.
They're the three boys that went up, yeah?
What, the three of them American?
Yeah. Michael Collins, man, they were Irish. I'm nearly sure he was fourth generation American. And his parents were from Ireland.
I'm impressed with that, boys.
What's happening, everyone? It's COB here. On this podcast, we've always been big believers in the importance of talking about our mental health and taking care of it. And that's an ongoing thing. Just like your physical health, your mental health isn't something you only need to look after if you're in the middle of a crisis. It needs day-to-day care. And sometimes we don't notice that things like feeling stressed all the time, feeling anxious and having poor sleep, or even just feeling a bit low for an extended period of time, all of these things can be connected to your mental health. It can be hard to know where to start. It's not as obvious as looking after your physical health. There's not a gym for the mind or an oil at the supermarket stocked with foods that are good for your mental health. But the HSE has a great tool we can all use. It's called My Mental Health Plan. It's one full of advice and self-care tips. Check her out and check in with yourself because we all need to look after ourselves every single day. Visit yourmentalhealth.ie for advice and support on common mental health difficulties and to get your free personalised mental health plan.
Right, do you want some Christmas theme questions? Yeah?
Yeah, I suppose we kind of have to, given the time of the year, isn't it?
Better, yeah. All right, here we go. From Maeve in Galway. Maeve wants to know, she says, if you were a Santa and you had to have a different version of the reindeer and sleigh, what would you use? So what would you use for your sleigh and what would you have pull you? So the example she gives is a couch pulled by terriers.
Yeah. Young flits on bikes doing wheelies.
Scooters.
Young flits on scooters, not a bad shout either. Yeah.
And what are you, what's instead of the sleigh?
Oh, you're in a bat.
All right.
Sitting in a big bat.
Jacuzzi.
Do you know the way you have, what's it like, Prancer, Dancer, comma, Vixen? It's Anto, Deco, Jonna. And there the boys was pulling you. You have not, Terry?
Yeah. The boys on scooters, on.
Yeah.
Has to be boys on scooters.
And it makes sense. I'm kind of the goose jacket to stay warm because you're going around the planet, like, you know what I mean? Delivering stuff, like.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing dropsies. Yeah. Boom, PlayStation 5 and a bike.
One a bag in your letterbox.
Okay. The next one on our Christmas team, a listener from Mayo says, yo. Is it Santa or Santee?
Sandy.
Yeah. Now, do you know what? If I'm typing it, I'd say Santa.
Oh,
no. But if I'm speaking, I say Santy.
That makes me feel wrong.
I'd never say, like, oh, I went to see Santa today. I say, I'm going to see Santy. But if I was typing it to someone, I'd be like, oh, we went to see Santa.
Do you say Secret Santy?
Secret Santa. Secret Santy.
I'm just Santy all the way.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've ever said the word Santa. Ever.
So people who say,
like, on my own terms, I'm not saying it there, obviously, but I mean, I've never said that.
Well, I never say the word grandma.
Well, no.
It's like when people say, ma'am.
Yeah.
That fucks me up, man.
Yeah.
Mm. I say that.
Yeah.
I'd expect that of you, though.
Fair enough.
Come on, would your ma get annoyed if you called her ma?
No.
Amy's ma.
I call her ma sometimes.
Amy's ma gets annoyed if you called her ma.
I think ma'am is a lot better than mom or mum.
Yeah, mum.
Yeah. Right. Come on, we're getting away from the point here.
Yeah.
Santy.
Yeah. I would say Santa.
Would you?
I've heard
my daughter says Santy though.
Yo, she's one of us.
She's hanging around with the wrong crowd, Alan. You want to have a word with her now? Well, she's young. Nip that in the bud.
Rough crash crowd. Yeah.
They're up there now, good and then. Yeah, Santy's on blue.
Santy from Santry. Come here. Do you ever hear the English people? They call him Father Christmas. Like, grow up, yous, will you? Father Christmas.
Yeah, it's a bit childish,
isn't it? It's the most British thing I've ever
like
heard.
Like, it sounds flirty, like. Do you get me?
All right, Terry.
Wasn't it that?
How does what do you call the fellow brings you presents on the 25th? Yeah, it's actually on the 24th of December. How would you turn that sexual?
Just like if you got dressed up on the missus and she's like, come on in, Father Christmas. Yeah, like, what do you mean no one nicks are on your handy? That's what that sounds like to me anyways. He's played Santy for fuck's sake. Oh, blading Father Christmas going in doing nixers.
Slanty.
Okay, Kira says, she says, I got my friend's boyfriend in secret, Santa, but I don't like him at all. She says, what gifts can I get him that will make his life a little bit worse without making it too obvious to my friend that I can't stand him?
Lynx Africa, sir.
Acupuncture, sir. That yoke that you lie on.
A Shakti, man.
Yeah. That yoke. What's that called? Shakti. That acupuncture yoke?
Shakti, mate, yeah.
Getting one of them. Say, look, it's fucking very good for you. Get the cunt to lie on it. Say, look, if you walk on a force, the brakes are in. Fainting bits.
See, what you've both left him an out there. If he does, if he never wants to put on the links or he never wants to use the mat, he doesn't have to. Would it not be a little more devious?
I like where you're going though, but it's not.
Give him something that he feels he has to do, like
a ticket to something.
Get him, say, two tickets to something he hates, and obviously he'll open it in front of the girlfriend.
And she'll
has to be something she likes.
Yeah.
But what do we hate that much on?
What does he hate?
Yeah, good question.
Be just something that you just wouldn't want to go to, innit?
I'd say though. John McGuckin, I'm sick of mentioning John McGuckin on this, but anyway, he does his experiences, the Airbnb experiences.
Yeah. Strange fella.
He went and made soda bread in some woman's gaff in Ballybrock before.
Wait, hold on, Owen Brennan.
Tune into the Starter podcast.
He does escape rooms and all.
Wait, yeah.
What?
Like, willingly does them. What? Like, I've only ever dragged it in with walk. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, he goes around looking.
Him and his missus.
Escape rooms.
You go into a room and you lock the door and there's a timer on the wall and you just solve like a puzzle to get out.
Oh, boys, that sounds like the dream to me. What? Boys, I have never heard of that.
They're all over town.
I've heard of them, like break room yokes where you get to go in and smash a place up.
Yeah, I've seen them, yeah. They look like old crack on. Have you seen them? You wear the boys on all. You go in and smash tellies and everything.
But yeah, an escape room as well, boys. That sounds legit.
Yeah, I guarantee you, we'll walk out ahead. There's one on the left or right. Outside there.
I'm going to do one of them over Christmas. I'm going to come back in here in January.
He's still stuck in the room. Where's Terry? You went in on the 19th of December.
Hey, episode 200, me sitting there, David Kennedy and his guitar, chilling it and all. I'd be like, did you grow up that over the Christmas there, mate? I'm like, do you come home and do it in your ma's or do you do it in America? No, yeah. No, like, I go out and open the presents in my young one, yeah. Yeah, he'll be on now. He should be in any time now, yeah.
And he hard, yeah.
I can picture him and all putting the code in on the door, yeah? And just pulling it. Like, it'd be like, what year was the moon landing, Terrence? 2007. The door, you can hear the thing coming up wrong and he's pulling the door. Just pulling it out of frustration. Like, it's clearly wrong. Like, stop pulling the door.
Yeah, I'd love to do that, boys, anyways.
Okay. Right, that's it for our Christmas episode anyway.
Yeah, right, so that's it. We're still looking for questions and stuff for the new year, so just because Christmas is out of the way doesn't mean you just can't talk to us anymore. So send everything that you want to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com.
That's it.
Bang, boom, whatever.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up in. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that.
The Hypnota.
Talking Bollocks with FBT Gyms. Unleash your fitness potential with no contract and full class access. FBTGyms.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
What's happening, everyone? It's COB here. On this podcast, we've always been big believers in the importance of talking about our mental health and taking care of it. And that's an ongoing thing. Just like your physical health, your mental health isn't something you only need to look after if you're in the middle of a crisis. It needs day-to-day care, and sometimes we don't notice that things like feeling stressed all the time, feeling anxious and having poor sleep, or even just feeling a bit low for an extended period of time, all of these things can be connected to your mental health. It can be hard to know where to start. It's not as obvious as looking after your physical health. There's not a gym for the mind, or an oil at the supermarket stocked with foods that are good for your mental health. But the HSE has a great tool we can all use. It's called My Mental Health Plan. It's one full of advice and self-care tips. Check her out and check in with yourself, because we all need to look after ourselves every single day. Visit yourmentalhealth.ie for advice and support on common mental health difficulties and to get your free personalised mental health plan.